Hey, everybody from Living Word Church Prayer Group. Welcome to our deep dive on Steps to Christ.
Yes.
We're going to be tackling chapter 5 today. And
oh, this is a good one.
Oh, it's so good. And I was reading it, and it's like Ellen White, just like she knew me, you know?
She knew all of us.
She knew all of us. She knew how we would try to like wiggle out of fully surrendering to God.
It's like she right here with us.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's so cool is how she takes this idea of personal surrender,
yeah,
you know, and connects it back to these huge theological questions about, yeah, God's character and free will and all. It's not just like a devotional chapter.
Right.
It's grappling with some really deep stuff.
Yeah. She starts right out of the gate swinging, you know, with Jeremiah 29:13.
Oh, yeah.
You know, seek me with all your heart. I mean, come on.
Setting the bar high.
Yeah. Right out of the gate.
Right away.
All right, I'm going to give my best shot.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then she hits us with this metaphor from Ephesians that just, I don't know why, but it always gets me. This dead in trespasses and sins line.
It's heavy.
It's heavy. It's, yeah, like, oh, we're not just like a little lost.
Yeah.
We're like completely cut off from the source of life.
Yeah.
You know, without God.
Yeah. It's like almost like a zombie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
like lifeless and
going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly.
So no wonder she compares surrendering to God to the greatest battle ever fought.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And get this, the battle is against our own WN selves.
That's the thing. I mean, if you think about it, you know, she's emphasizing that God's not this, you know, mean cosmic bully,
right,
forcing us to obey, right? He wants genuine, you know, heartfelt commitment.
Yeah, if we were just robots,
right,
programmed to obey,
yeah,
I mean, would we really be learning and growing?
It would defeat the purpose.
Yeah, and it makes me think about that verse in Isaiah where God says, you know, come now, let us reason together.
I love that one.
He wants us to use our brains and our hearts, you,
right,
know,
absolutely,
to understand WHY, we're choosing him.
Yes. And it's for our benefit, too. It's, yeah, not like,
not to manipulate.
Exactly.
But just, yeah, like, this is going to be good for you.
This is how much I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to choose me, well, because you understand.
Yeah. So good.
Why it's good.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about that phrase, dead in trespasses and sins. But,
yeah,
remember that taking captive by Satan part?
Oh, yeah.
That's intense.
It is. And God is offering us a way out of that captivity, you know?
Yes.
And into true freedom.
So good. Okay. But, you know, we got to get real for a second.
Okay.
This whole forsaking everything bit in Luke 14:33.
Uh-oh.
That's where I start to get a little sweaty, you know?
Yeah, where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, that's where it's like, okay, Lord, I'll give you this over here.
Right.
But this, you know what I mean? I'm
holding on to this one.
Yeah, this one's mine.
Yeah.
And for me, thinking about surrendering mentioned a specific personal struggle relevant to the audience. That's where it gets tough.
Yeah. Well, you know, she gets pretty specific about common idols that we all cling to.
Okay.
Money, reputation, comfort, you know.
Oh, yeah, those big ones.
Those are the big ones. It's like that challenge to look at our own lives and say, all right, what am I holding on to?
Yeah.
That's keeping me from fully surrendering.
What am I putting before God?
Exactly.
Ouch.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. And White does not let us off easy.
No, she doesn't.
Remember that part where she calls out people who just go through the motions of religion, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Without really loving Christ.
Like going through the motions, doing all the right things.
Yeah. Checking the boxes.
But the heart's not there.
Yeah. It's just empty.
Yeah.
And she's like, nope. I see right through you.
Exactly. She's drawing a sharp distinction between, like, duty-driven obedience.
Yes.
You know, just doing things because you feel like you have to.
Oh, man.
Versus actions that flow from a heart that's overflowing, you know,
yeah,
with love for Jesus. And that's
got to be authentic.
It's got to be real.
It's got to come from the right place.
And then, bam.
Yeah.
You know, she hits us with this gut-wrenching question.
Yeah.
What has Christ given for me?
That'll stop you in your tracks.
Talk about a reality check.
Yeah. I mean, you really think about it. Christ sacrificed everything.
Yeah.
His life, his love, his very being.
For us.
For us. And what are we offering in return?
And we're like,
yeah, yeah,
couple of bucks in the offering plate.
Get sex.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh.
Yeah. It puts things in perspective, right?
Yeah. Suddenly my little sacrifices seem pretty measly.
Yeah.
But, you know, she does go on to say, you know, that God isn't asking us to give up anything that's actually good for us. So what are we really trading when we surrender to him?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we're trading our limited self-centered perspective,
okay,
for a life that's aligned with God's will.
Okay.
And that's true fulfillment.
So it's not deprivation?
No, it's not about like taking things away from you.
It's like abundance.
That's about abundance.
Yeah.
It's about getting rid of the stuff that's not really good for you anyway.
That's weighing me down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Easier said than done,
Oh, for sure.
right? I mean, we all struggle with weak wills and broken promises
All of the time.
all the time.
Yeah.
So how do we actually make this surrender thing happen?
Well, White's really clear that simply wanting to be good
Right.
isn't enough.
Gotta do something.
We have to make a conscious choice to follow Christ,
Yeah.
and it's a choice that has to be made every single day.
So it's not just a one-time decision.
Yo.
It's a constant process.
It's like breathing.
Oh, wow.
You know, we don't just breathe once and call it a day.
Right.
It's continuous. It's moment by moment.
So we're constantly choosing to surrender.
Yeah, it's that continual surrendering of our will to God's will.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's deep. And you know, as we're talking about this whole surrender thing, something that really stood out to me is that White isn't advocating for some kind of, you know, passive resignation. Like we should just become doormats or lose our individuality.
That's a really good point. I think it's easy to get caught up in the language of surrender
Right.
and think it means becoming completely powerless. But she's actually talking about something much more dynamic, right?
Exactly. It's about aligning our will
Okay.
with God's will. And ultimately, that's the path to true freedom.
Freedom. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, because we have to recognize that our own understanding, our own desires, so often they can lead us astray.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Big time.
Yeah.
So it's less about giving up control
Right.
and more like a partnership.
Yes.
Like we're not relinquishing our will entirely, but choosing to unite it with a higher power.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. And White reminds us that when we do this, we actually tap into a source of strength
Okay.
that's far greater than our own.
It's like we're not alone in this.
No, you're plugging into like an infinite power source. You know what I mean?
Okay, now that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think about all the times I've tried to just muscle my way through life
Oh, yeah.
on my own strength, and let's be honest, it's exhausting.
It is. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work, and it rarely works out the way I planned.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
But imagine the alternative.
Oh, wait.
Imagine having access to a limitless supply of wisdom, courage, love.
Sign me up.
That's what's offered, you know, when we surrender to God.
It's like trading in a flickering candle for the sun.
Yes,
But I
exactly.
gotta admit, sometimes the thought of surrendering control is still a little scary.
It is. It's a leap of faith.
It is,
It's a
yeah.
big one.
Big leap.
But White assures us that, you know, God's not trying to trick us
Right.
or take advantage of us.
He's not out to get us.
He's a loving father,
Yeah.
you know? He
Yeah.
wants what's best for his
He
kids.
wants us to succeed.
He wants us to thrive,
Yeah.
you know? And she emphasizes that God isn't asking us to give up anything that's truly good for us.
Right.
He's actually offering us something infinitely
So
better
much better.
than anything we could ever achieve on our own.
Yeah, think about the things we tend to cling to. You know, money, status, approval.
Right, all that stuff.
Yeah, these things might offer temporary satisfaction,
Yes.
but they can never truly fulfill us.
They're like those cheap toys that break after a few uses.
Yes.
You know, God's offering us something durable, something lasting.
Real and lasting. Okay.
Yeah,
So how
yeah.
do we actually move from, you know, wanting to surrender to making it happen?
Yeah.
How do we put this into practice?
Well, you know, White is very clear that just wishing to be good
Okay.
isn't enough.
Got to take action.
We have to make a conscious, deliberate choice to follow Christ, and that choice has to be made daily, moment by moment.
Wow. So it's not a one and done deal.
It's not a one-time thing.
It's a constant process.
It's
Yeah.
ongoing, and just like breathing, surrendering to God becomes more natural.
Okay.
The more we practice it,
Like anything else?
the more we choose to align our will with His,
Yeah.
the easier it becomes to let go of our own limited perspective.
Wow. That's encouraging. You
Yeah.
know, it's like a weight being lifted off my shoulders just thinking about it.
It really is, and it's such a beautiful thing to witness when someone truly embraces this concept of surrender.
Oh,
You know, it's
yeah.
like watching a flower bloom in slow
It's
motion.
a transformation
It is.
that happens from the inside out.
Inside
And it's
out.
a journey that's available to each and every one of us.
Absolutely. And remember, God is patient and
He
understanding.
knows we're gonna mess up.
He knows we're going to stumble along the way.
Yeah.
He's not looking for perfection. He's
Oh.
looking for a willing heart.
This is so powerful. Living Word Prayer Group, if you're feeling stuck,
Yeah.
if you're wrestling with this idea of surrender, please don't give up.
Don't give up.
Keep seeking, keep choosing, keep surrendering.
It's worth it.
The rewards are beyond measure.
Beyond measure, beautifully said. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. God is always with you.
Always.
Ready to guide and strengthen you every step of the way.
It's interesting, you know, how we've been talking about surrendering to God. And it's almost like this concept that might sound kind of restrictive at first.
Yeah.
Actually unlocks a whole new level of freedom. You know,
right.
Like stepping out of a cramped, dark room into this vast open space.
It's a total paradigm shift. You know, we spend so much time striving and strategizing, trying to control everything and surrendering to God. It lets us rest in the knowledge that He has our best interests at heart.
It's a relief.
It's a huge relief.
It is.
Yeah.
But White also makes it clear that this rest isn't about becoming passive or unproductive.
Exactly.
She actually says that true surrender empowers us to live more fully,
yes,
more purposefully.
Yeah, it's not about giving up on your dreams or ambitions or anything. It's about aligning them with God's plan for your life.
So it's more about seeking His guidance, letting Him work through us.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you know, when we do that, we often discover that our true potential is far greater than we ever imagined. Oh, for sure. This makes me think about all those times I felt burned out and frustrated, you know, just banging my head against the wall, trying to force things to happen on my own terms.
Been there.
Living Word Prayer Group. Can you relate?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We think we know what's best, but our limited perspective, you know, it can lead us down all sorts of dead ends.
Yeah.
Surrendering to God allows us to tap into His infinite wisdom.
Yeah.
And see things from a higher vantage point.
It's like having a GPS for life.
That's a good one.
But instead of just, you know, giving us directions,
right,
it empowers us to navigate the journey with confidence and joy.
Such a good analogy. And White reminds us, too, that this journey isn't a solo trek.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know, we have the Holy Spirit with us, guiding, comforting, empowering us every step of the way.
So even when we face those tough times, we can trust that God is with us, working everything out for our good.
Absolutely. And remember, this process of surrender, it's ongoing.
Right.
It's not a one-time event. It's a daily choice to yield our will to God's will. So it's like a dance.
It is like a dance.
A constant back and forth between our human limitations and God's grace.
Beautifully put. And the more we practice this dance, the more graceful we become.
Oh, love that.
The more we surrender, the more we experience the transformative power of God's love.
This deep dive into chapter 5 of Steps to Christ has been incredible.
It has.
It's really challenged me to think about, you know, what it means to truly surrender to God. How about you?
Me too. It's a powerful message that speaks to everyone, no matter where they are on their spiritual journey.
That's so true.
And I hope our friends at Living Word,
yes,
will continue to reflect on these truths and let them shape their lives.
Before we go, I want to leave you with this question from White. If God truly desires our highest good, what might be holding us back from experiencing the fullness of joy He intends for us? Living Word Prayer Group, that's something to chew on this week. Keep seeking, keep choosing, and keep surrendering. You'll be amazed at what God can do in and through you.